إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, in the Surah An-Naba, which was recited in the second rakat, the part of the surah where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, towards the end, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala talks about the Day of Judgment, and He said, "ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقُّ فَمَنْ شَاءَ اتَّخَذَ إِلَى رَبِّهِ مَآبًا." Allah said that this day is the truth. It's a day which will happen. There is no denying of this fact. Denying of the fact will not make the fact change. Denying of reality doesn't change reality. And therefore, those who want to make a way towards their Rabb can do so. Those who want to prepare can do so. Those who want to make sure that they have something to stand on that day, now they have an opportunity to do that. I remind myself and you that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here is the whole issue of choices. The choices that we make in this world. Life is full of choices. One way of looking at life is that life is the name given to choice. Everyone has choices. Even when we read stories of people who were in concentration camps, including a story, one of the two of the books that I always recommend to people to read. One is a book called King Rat, which is about the Auschwitz concentration camp in Germany, in Hitler's during the war. And another book is called Papillon, which is the story, again the true story, both of these are true stories. True story of this man who was wrongly sentenced for murder, which he didn't commit, and he was shipped off to a prison on an island off the coast of South America. And in that prison he spent quite a long time also in solitary confinement. And solitary confinement in that prison was literally a hole in the ground. They would put him into this 8 or 9 foot pit in the ground, and they would put a steel grill on top of the pit, and that's it. And he had to live in this pit, open to the elements, open to the sky, sometimes for a couple of months at a time. And food would be thrown to him from the top. His defecation and everything else would be in the pit. There's nowhere for that to go. There's no bathroom or something. It's just a pit. Yet, this man retained his health, he retained his physical fitness, he retained his sanity, and he escaped from that prison. And for several hundred miles from South America, from that place to North America, he actually floated on a sack filled with coconuts, dried coconuts, in the sea. It's a fabulous book. I've read this book several times, but I strongly recommend to people to read this book. Not only for the story, it's a great story, but apart from the story, to help us understand that if somebody says, "I don't have a choice," he's lying. It's simple as that. He is telling a lie to himself. Everybody's got a choice. The person in a pit in the ground also has a choice of what to do with himself. And every choice has a consequence. We are free to choose, but the choice is not free. No choice is free. We always tell our children, you must study hard. Why? Because, again, question of choice. No problem, don't study. That is a choice. Don't study, that's a choice. Studying is a choice. Not studying choice has a consequence. Studying has another consequence. And so on and so forth. Friends. Who we choose to be friends with. These are choices. We choose to be friends with certain people. I was speaking in Scotland the other day and somebody asked me a question, and I said to them that there's no person in the world who's friendless. Everybody's got friends. Right? The guy who's lying on his back stoned out also has friends who are lying on either side of him. You know, they've just smoked pot or whatever they smoked, LSD or something, and they are bombed out of their minds. but they've got friends. And the person praying Salatul Fajr in the masjid in Jamaat also has friends. So everybody's got friends. Question is, what kind of friends? Again, question of choices. Certain kinds of friends get you certain results. Certain other kinds of friends get you some other results. One of the very simple things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned so many times in the Quran is the issue of keeping the company of good friends, keeping the company of muttaqeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that if you are with those, for example, in the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly that he mentioned the munafiqeen, and he said these are the people who make fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say, when they are asked, they say, we were doing this only like a joke, we didn't really mean it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, you meant it, and you have left Islam after having been in Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said to the others, he said, if you are in a gathering where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is being referred to without the respect that is due to him as the Rabbi, then leave the gathering, otherwise you will be counted with those people. Now today we have entire movements which are being run to run down the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm not talking about some, person drawing cartoons in Denmark. I'm talking about people who call themselves Muslims. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come when there will be those who call themselves Muslims who will recline on couches and they will say the Quran is enough for us. This is a Sahih hadith. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this. So today when the people who call themselves Ahlul Quran, they must ask themselves seriously this question, are you really Ahlul Quran? Because we should be Ahlul Quran, alhamdulillah. Every Muslim should be Ahlul Quran and every Muslim should be Ahlul Hadith. But today we have used these words to create segments and segregations and sects. You would say, I am Ahlul Hadith. Every Muslim has to be Ahl Hadith, to use the Urdu part of it, Urdu translation of it. Every Muslim. Ab Ahl Hadith ne to kya hai? फिर किसके अहल है? फिर आप हदीस के अहल नहीं है तो कई के अहल है? फिर शैतान अहलु शैतान है, क्या वाला है? तो एवरी मुस्लिम हैज़ टू बी अहलुल हदीस एंड एवरी मुस्लिम मस्ट बी अहलुल कुरान. बट व्हाट इज अहलुल कुरान? व्हाट इज अहलुल हदीस? अहलुल हदीस इज द वन हु फॉलो द अहदीस ऑफ नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, हु इज ऑन द सुन्ना ऑफ नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. एंड अहलुल कुरान इज द वन हु फॉलो द कुरान. एंड व्हाट इज द कुरान टेल अस टू डू? टू फॉलो द सुन्ना ऑफ नबी सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि. The one who separates these two, the one who separates Allah from his Nabi, the one who separates the Quran from the Sunnah, I don't know what they are. I don't want to spoil my tongue by giving names here. But my point is that this has been predicted by Rasulullah himself. And in the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned these people. And he said, they are those who will separate the Allah from his Nabi. And Allah said, their place and their destination is Jahannam. So my point is, again, in the context of what we are speaking today, we have choices. And our choices is, who do you want as friends? So now if you have got such people, you want to be their friends, no problem, no problem, be their friends. Be their friends, but choices. Then you will be counted with them. Now you decide, you want to be counted with people who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this context? Do you want to be counted with people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in this context? Or do you want to be counted with those people who also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran and said as sabiquna al-awwaluna min al-muhajirin wal ansar wal ladina tabi'uhum bi ihsan radiyallahu anhu wa radu an. That also is a choice. Do you want to be counted with those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the sabiquna al-awwalun, the first people who came to Islam, the first people who obeyed and believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعهم بإحسان and those who follow them in إحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. That also is a choice. Do you want to be with them? Choices. And that's exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning in this surah, Surah An-Naba, in the end, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you have a choice. This day is going to happen, whether we like it, we don't like it. Whether you are fat or thin, whether you are ugly or beautiful, whether whatever, rich or poor, sick or healthy, strong or weak, That day all of us are going to stand before the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu. Whether we like it, we believe it, we don't like it, we don't believe it, makes no difference. Makes absolutely no difference. Reality is reality. Reality does not depend on anybody's belief. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is real. ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمُ الْحَقِّ. That day is the truth. And if you want to prepare for it, go and prepare for it. And how do we prepare for it? By making intelligent choices. By making intelligent choices. Please understand one very clear thing I want to mention, which is that there is no such thing as not making a choice. Because not making a choice is also a choice. This is something which sometimes we forget. We say, not doing is a choice. So it is the sensible thing is to make intelligent choices. Because if you don't make an intelligent choice, automatically you are choosing the default option. There's always a default option. It's like, you know, like in a computer program, there's always a default option. Unless you make a choice, it goes to the default option. And the default option is always the lowest common denominator. It always goes downhill. There's no default option which is up, which goes up. It's always downhill. So, intelligent choices. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us make intelligent choices. How do we want to use our time? How do we want to use our money and our resources? We have a choice of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have a choice of hanging on to that money and keeping it with us. I'm not talking about haram choices. I'm talking about halal. Keeping your money with you is also halal. Nothing wrong with that. But if you die with that money, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take hisab for that money. You have to answer to Allah for that money. But if you spend the money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you reward for what you spent. Choices. With time, with money, with resources, with knowledge. We have a choice. Whatever I know, I keep to myself. Or I go extend myself, I take the trouble to teach whoever wants to learn. Whether it is one person, whether it is 1,000 people, whether it is 1,000,000 people, whoever wants to learn, I take some trouble and I teach them. Whatever it is, I know. I'm not talking about great knowledge of, Usuluddin or something. Whatever. How to repair a cycle tire, if I know, I teach. My choice. Friends, I already mentioned. Which kind of friends? What we eat, what we drink, what kind of society we have. One of the biggest problems for us today is, everyone mentions this, which is to say that, you know, society is so corrupt and society is so bad. But I always ask this question, in this entire corrupt society, whatever you want to go, don't you have two or three families who are good people? Yes, of course we have. Then why don't you meet with them? Why don't you create your own micro society inside this society where your children are exposed to some, you know, wisdom and some useful thing, and when you sit to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some good comes out. Why don't we do that? But we don't do that. But we blame others. So again, all question of choices. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to make intelligent choices which will be beneficial for us in this dunya wal akhirah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from making choices which can become a problem for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the reality of our actions before the consequences of those actions come back to us to bite. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ